We are learning Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Nun Vav, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top. And this is going back to something we learned earlier. According to Rashi, it's going back to something before. We learned before that if you have two properties, or even one property, there's a big difference if it has a defined boundary. If it has a defined boundary, this one property, so then, according to Rav, if you just dig one place, you kind of the entire property. You don't have to make a chazakah if you want to do it through digging. A father, not al gada, helps for the whole property. Making a fence or locking it up works. But here we're doing plowing. We're doing plowing. Rav holds plowing a little bit in a field that has defined boundaries, it's enough. If it has no defined boundaries, we learned before that Rav says that you have to go two rows of plowing. According to Mashal, it means two rows north to west and two rows north to south and east to west. You have to go both all directions, the Reichav and the Eirech. Now, the way the Rashbam says over here is that the Ilu, the Rashbam is like the fifth wide line, the Ilu Rav Shmuel Amru La'el Kedazol Tairo the Turiva Hadar. The reason we're asking here for Rabbi Yechon, because we heard Rabbi Yechon has a different shir about how much you have to do when you don't have a defined boundary. Now, the Rashbam speaks out that Rav and Shmuel both say that. If you remember the Gemara before, Shmuel sounded like he said you have to do everything. He didn't say any shir. So he spoke out then, and that in the shir, we spoke out of Marsha that says, B'daiklin's Rashbam, that Shmuel agrees to Rav that much that when you don't have defined boundaries, and when you have defined boundaries, if you go two rows of plowing in each direction, that's enough. It comes from this Rashbam. But the Gemara knew Rabbi Yechon had different shears. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, what is the shear? If it doesn't have a Meitzah Chatzav, how do you know how much to do in the property and what's enough to do? So Gemara says, Angel Le Meitzah Chatzav Mai, Pirish Rabbi Miriam Smashmoy, Kol Shenikras Al Shemoy. He says like this, that if the Sada, even if it's multiple fields, if it's considered B'Loshon Yochid, and Siddur, that's called Soda of Ruvain, so then Yekona Akor B'Makosh Echad. He's a more makel than Rav even. He holds, if it has no defined boundaries, if this whole area is considered on his name, it's considered Trump's properties, so then, one property, Soda, then it's considered one Soda, and one dig will help for the entire property. Kos Nikra Ashma Hechidam, what's an example? We call it the water hole of Reuven. Since we call it the whole Sada, B'Loshon Yochid, on his name, so since we call this, that's called his Sada Pliny, so then one Kenya works there, one hole in the ground, one shovel in the ground helps for the entire property. Yosef Achav Avya Kameder of Asi, Yosef Kamash Meder of Asi Barachanina. Chatzuva, which is what we learned in yesterday's blot, a chatzov. Chatzov is the grass that makes a separation between two properties, or it's a tree. Chatzuva mafsik v'nichse ager. Chatzuva is mafsik v'nichse ager. That's considered two different properties. Like we said, if you make kinyan on one, you're not cutting the other one. My chatzuva, Am Rav Yudam Rav, Sheboi Tichem, Yeshua, Yisrael, Saaretz. Yeshua used this type of plant in order to make boundaries in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it goes straight down and the roots don't go side to side. So you're not going to say, you've been yearning for me, I'm yearning for you. It goes straight down the middle, it goes straight down into the ground, and it's a very good way to make boundaries. Another member of Am Rav Yudam Rav, Loimono Yeshua, La Yaros HaInvis HaGulim. Yeshua, we know from earlier on in the Masechta, wrote Sefer Yeshua. And he counted a lot of different cities that he captured. But it doesn't include every single city in Eretz Yisrael. He only wrote down the cities that define the boundaries of each Shevet and of Eretz Yisrael. And this way, you know the boundaries. But he didn't just write every city he captured. He didn't write in the Sefer. Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel, Kol she'ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe chayv v'maaseh. Anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, he chayv v'maaseh. Now, it says in Zayis Habracha that Vayal Moshe al Ma'arves Ma'av Har Nevoi Roisha Piska Shal Pnei Yerechai Vayereu Hashem is Kol Aretz Es Hagilod Adon, and it says all that area. That's what's Chayev B'Maisa. But anything else not. And we see in the Gemara what we call Lafuke. Lafuke Ma'ay Lafuke Kini Keni Kniziuk VeKadmoini, which means it says in Parshas Lech Lecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, he's going to give him 10 nations. What are the 10 nations? Esakini, Esakeni, Vesaknizi, Vesakadmoini, Esachiti, Prizi, Vesarafoim. It says the ten nations over there. It says 10 different nations. There is Amir v'Saknani v'Sagarshi v'Sayevusi. Altogether 10. There are 10 different nations that he says in a given. Now, they only got 7 of them. They only got the Chiti, Prizi, Rifam, Amiri, Kanani, Gagashi, Yavusi. They only got those 10. And even though we don't find in the Psukim that he got Rifam, but it's called something else. It's called Chivi in the Torah and in Devarim. It's called Chivi, and instead of Rifam. So the 10 are Achiti, Prizi, Chivi, Amairi, Knani, Gagarshi, and Yevusi. These 7. Not Keni, Knizni, and Kadmaini. What are Keni, Knizni, and Kadmaini? What are they? Because we're saying those. So what does it mean? So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that you only Chayav and Maisa are those 7. The other 3 are not Chayav and Maisa, which means like this. Even La'asud Lavoi, when we capture those, or if Klai Yisrael somehow capture those in the time of David HaMelech, it would not be Chayav and Maisa. That's the way Rashbam learns. It would not be Chayav and Maisa. Now, what are the 3 nations? Tanya Meyimer, what are the 3 nations? Naftucha, Arva, Veshalma'a. These 3 nations, we're not sure what they are. Rabbi Huda Eimer, and this we know, this is the way Rashi learns the Chumash, like Rabbi Huda Eimer, Har Seir, Amoy Nemoyev. And Rashi says the Chumash, the Har Seir went to Esav, and Amoy Nemoyev went to Loit. These 3 are the Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoini, which did not go to Klai Yisrael when they captured Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, the 3 nations are Diskim, Asya, Vaspamya. 3 other nations, this is in Damascus somewhere, and Aspamya might be close to Spain. Al-Kaponim, that these are the 3 nations of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. Let's just see the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hoyu Shnayim, Me'idim, Oysoi, Sha'achla, Shalishonim. You have 2 Edim that said Edis that Reuven had a chazaka on Shimon's field for 3 years. But nimtzu'u zaymimim. And they were found to be false edim. They were zaymimim. Someone said, Imanu Yisem. The halacha is, b'sham alay hazakal. They have to pay for what they try to do. They're trying to take away a field from Reuven. They masham hazakal. It's called edim zaymimim. I can ask me a question. The chayru we know is a chiyav kasha zomam loy kasha asa. The only time a chayav kasha zomam is you try to do something. Here he said edus already. He said edus that 3 years Reuven was the vada chazaka. So pashasa means that Reuven got the property. So chayru it's a problem of kasha zomam loy kasha asa. And as I afraid to muki yaitzev is kasha. I'm telling you, hechi domi. Ikash hozmu koidem gemar din. If there's a zomam for gemar din, ain lehem l'sham klum. Don't pay anything. Because no gemar din. And if Sa'ach Gemara Din, since now the guy is sitting there has the chazalka, so l'chayra, it's kasha zom, like kasha asa. So he brings 2 terutz. One terutz he says is that by mamoin, there's no problem kasha asa. Because mamoin always go back. There's no din kasha asa by kasha zom of mamoin. That's one terutz of the mugesiv. The Ritva answers, the Irish hichzik who shamachzik hu chusukarka kshadonallah. When they made the din, he wasn't there anymore. He was out of town. And therefore, it's still considered kasha zom because he didn't come back and take chazaka of the property after the din. He has to go back in, move in. He has to move in. He's not actually sitting on the property.
He's been here for 3 years.
Right, but he didn't actually, yeah, but we made it now. It's not his. Mine said he didn't actually move in. That's the territory of the 12. Like upon him, here you have Aiden that said a chazaka that he made for 3 years. They found Zayim and they pay for the property. Now, they have to pay for the property and how much you want to make them lose. Besides that, the guy obviously gets it back. If Avraham gets the property back. Now, let's say each year with different periodim, Shnayim v'Shoina, Shnayim v'Shneir, Shnayim v'Shushis. Reuven bore a riot to his chazaka, but he had 2 edim, 2 different edim for every year. And might say that all were found zaymim. What's the halacha? Mishal, top on base, Mishal shlim b'neim. The halacha is they all split up the payment of the money. I can ask me, what can the first guy say? We weren't coming to say chazaka, we were coming to say the 8 Paris. That's not a chazaka. So Frank Tosfos. Tosfos says, look at Tosfos Mishalshlim by the narrow lines where it starts. He says, the kivin da hamachzik mevin lebezdin. Who brought these? Reuven brought them to Bezdin. He's not bringing them to say his chayv in Paris. Vade o tevase bo'u kilachzik bekarkav. Look at the chayv in Paris. We have a clear raya that all 3 sets were coming to say that there's a chazaka, and therefore they all have a chiv edim zaymim. The last halacha of the Mishnah is Shloisha Achim ve'echad mitzdarav imam. Every year is the 3 brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, are all saying Eidus. Reuven was the owner of the field, the Machzor, so say what it means Levi, Huda, and Yisachar. Levi, Huda, and Yisachar, all brothers, and they all are saying Eidus on a different year with another guy, with another fellow. So halacha is that's a good edus. Harei el shalosh edus. Each edus separately is not considered a gever davar because each year is a separate edus. Being edus achas lazama, but this is one edus lazama because together they're making a chazaka. But each edus by itself is a separate edus, and therefore,
even though it's coming out of my friend, they're brothers.
They're all brothers, so they're all made. Yeah, but so Taisa speaks out. The Rambam says, "Shaharei ein shahed reshina who atz biyachal hayed b'shnia." He himself could say it's second year also. Let me read Adam Karvitz Atzma. There's no problem with Karvitz. He's saying different Edis. It's not a problem. It's not a tziruf, really. It's just a tziruf in the year. It's not a tziruf in the Edis. And therefore, Avad, the three brothers, could say Edis about Chazaka. Lugan is thinking about different years. They're not a tziruf to each other. They're mitzaref with a non-brother. And therefore, it's a good Chazaka. And if they found Zoymim, they all have to mitzaref and paying for the Edim Zoymim.